Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, it's Grim's Adult Games Corner, and this might be our last video for being a dick for a while. I think we're close to the end, and if it is, it's fine. We'll wait for 9, and we'll be playing another game which is completely finished, so that should give us more than enough time for the next parts of being a dick.
Oh yeah.
So, let's get started. That was such a hard test, my brain is all mushy now. Did we even cover all those questions in class? I feel like we didn't. Nope. I blame Kathy for that. There were 3 questions you had to read extra for that. Philip never taught us either. That makes me mad. We should complain to someone. Yeah, we should talk to Philip about that. It's not fair that they will base our final grades on this. How did it go for you, Grim? It went okay at first, but then it went great. Just needed a short break to find the answers I needed. Dropping a deuce has that epiphany effect on me, too. Ew, Derek. It was the same for me. Not the deuce part, but I was so nervous that I was all over the place at the start of the test. I skipped questions and went back and forth a lot. Then I took some deep breaths and tried to relax, and it went better. Hey, let's do lunch together and think about something else. Yeah, I need this break. I thought I spotted you in the hallway. It's so unusual to see you outside of your natural habitat, the library. Hello, Steven. Well, it's an unusual situation we're facing right now. So it is. Kathy would be sorely missed. When I read her letter of resignation, I had to have a drink to calm down. Well, that's... Speaking of drinks, we should get together and have one. Why? Well, it's something that Kathy and I did with the other teachers once in a while. Other teachers? Like your wife? Yeah, of course. Not that often, though. She was never that keen on the bars we enjoy. And seeing each other outside of this environment is refreshing. I'll think about it. Friday is a good night for it. The midterms are over, and a less stressful week of grading tests lies ahead. It's a perfect opportunity to indulge for a moment. I have plans for Friday. Saturday works for me, too. Like I said, I'll think about it. Well, the offer stands. You have my number. Ah, it's already time for the next one, eh? Good luck. Hey, Bella, are you excited as I am? Oh, yes, watching students in silence for 2 hours. Nothing motivates me more than that. To be fair, that's what you do at your everyday work, too. Shush, go sit down, will you? Alright, one more test and I'm free, at least for this week. Okay everyone, welcome to the midterms in writing and communication. For the sake of formality, I will now tell you how the test will be carried out. Oh, we have another test to do, don't we?
Okay, that's fine.
It seems like it's the same story with every test at this place. I wonder if this one has easier or fewer questions. You have your 2 hours start now. Alright, let's dig in. Oof, that's a lot of questions, multiple choice ones though. And some normal questions. Focus. After this, we're done for the week. Ooh. The test is pretty hard. I wonder if Derek left notes in the bathroom again. I'm filling up for a bathroom break. Nothing here, but that also means that he got rid of the math answers. Maybe there's something in the next stall? Yes, jackpot! It's the answers. Fuck me. Derek's cheating again. I won't be able to memorize all this at once. Okay, that's why he's leaving them here. These questions are on it. Yes, not that one. Or that one. There are a lot of questions I didn't see. This one is kind of the same as the first question. I can probably apply the same thinking for that answer. Okay, memorize those questions. This will be a cakewalk. This was a long day. Come with me. What's wrong? Dude, you can't leave papers in the bathroom during an exam like that. What if someone finds them? I thought I flushed it. What? No, you didn't. I found it. Both of the times. Oh, sorry. Are you sure it was me? Because I flush, usually. I don't think anyone else was cheating on that test. Shitting isn't cheating, ass man. As I said, it's a way to clear your head. I'm talking about the papers with the answers to the test. What did you think I was talking about?
What papers?
In the bathroom, I found your papers with the test answers behind the toilet tank. They weren't mine. Who the fuck would leave a cheat sheet with shit in the bathroom? There was no shit on it. Oh, I got confused. Well, those weren't mine. Was someone cheating? For real? Yeah, I'm sure. I took a good look at those papers. They had the answers to many questions and plenty on more on top of that. Oh, so you cheated? Dude, don't give me that look. You practically taught me how to do it. As a tool for learning, I didn't think you'd cheat at the midterms. So who was cheating? I don't know. I was so sure it was you that I didn't bother to think that someone else was. Shit, things like that would get you expelled. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Anyway, thank fuck those tests are over and done with. The rest of the week, I'm not gonna do jack shit. Yeah, I feel you. It's gonna feel great to have a short break from all of it. I don't know, I feel like I fucked up.
How's that?
I don't think I was supposed to really cheat.
Well, I mean, it was in the script. It didn't give you an option.
No, it did.
Oh, did it?
Lock the door. Do you have it? As promised. Awesome! You haven't heard the best part yet. The price is lower than what we were paying Vinny. How much cheaper is it? Not so loud, Sandy. Curb your excitement. Right now it's like 30% off, but I can get it even cheaper than that the next time. What about quality? Is it as good as what he brought us? Hey, haha, get this. It's exactly the same stuff from the same source and everything. How is that possible? A little Tommy whispered in my ear. And now it's obvious. Vinny's been fucking us over with his prices. I always knew he was expensive, but he assured me it was the best shit you could score. His cocky attitude and him constantly pushing us to buy more than we want. He lied to us and, well, bad news for him. By dropping him, we're fucking him back and not in a fun way. But here's the thing. Vinny can't find out that we're changing dealers. The next time he asks any of us to buy, we say we decided to quit smoking and that we've been saving up the extra he pushed on us for a while. You know, to be able to cut down and phase it out slowly. He won't buy that. He'll have no fucking choice. We'll be sticking to that story. How the drugs made us feel depressed and shit when we weren't using them and that we decided to quit as a group. Can we just tell him we're getting it from someone else? No, didn't you listen? He cannot find out who our new dealer is. They are connected. We don't want to raise any suspicions either. Who is our new dealer? Do we know him? I can't tell you. You'll need to trust me on this. And Tanya, you better keep your trap shut. Tommy knew that we were changing dealers because of you. Yeah, but it's Tommy. Yeah, but it doesn't matter from now on. Okay, I got it. I'm getting more dope for less cash. My lips are sealed. Yup!
Yeah, the piano recital.
You know, when I said recital, I thought it was some kind of a rock concert. Didn't you hear me say it was a piano one? No. But all I can see... but I can see the piano, I get it. Maybe this isn't my kind of music, that's all. It doesn't hurt to broaden your horizons. Oh, you're here. Great. Now I have to behave. You should behave otherwise, too. This means a lot to Jill. She's very nervous about playing in front of an audience, but it's been a dream of hers. Is she nervous? That can't be fun for her. She'll do fine. She's an excellent piano player. I thought the word was pianist. Breathe fast. Oh my god, there's so many people in there. It's almost full. I can't do this. I can't. Hey, Derek, thanks for the invite, bro. Gonna be fun to see some rock music. Yeah, about that. Text message. Oh no. What's wrong? It's Jill. She's panicking.
Help Jill.
I gotta go help her. Jill! Grim! I can't do it! What's going on? All of this, it's too much for me. I can't go up on stage. Is it the audience? Yeah, I took a glance and it was all it took for my body to shut down. That stage frightens me. Hey, it scares the shit out of me too. You're not helping. Miss Royce, are you ready to go on? No, not yet. I'll play her in. Aren't you in one of my classes? Who are you? I'm the pre-show. You can call me Tremolo. What are you doing? I'm tuning the G string. Any guitarist would tell you it's the biggest bitch of a string. This is not the time for jokes. What are you doing? I have nothing prepared. I'm about to play in front of God knows how many. Aren't you scared? Jill, I'm scared shitless. But I know how much you want to perform deep down and how you will regret this opportunity if you never take it. So I'll face my fear of doing this if it helps you. Nothing you'll play will sound worse than me going on stage unprepared. Welcome, everyone. Every year we host at least one of these recitals here at B&R. It's an opportunity for students to display their musical talent and share a side of themselves that you might not see in day-to-day life here on campus. Over the years, we've had many recitals and have been blessed by music played by hundreds of students. Some students who performed on this stage decided to pursue a music career, which some attribute to these recitals. And perhaps that's something we will witness here tonight. Who knows? Tonight, we will be blessed by piano and violin music. But we will start with an acoustic pre-show. Please give a warm welcome to our first performer, and let's enjoy the musical stylings of Tremolo. Oh shit, I'm actually doing this. Damn, that's bright, I can't see anyone in the audience. That might work in my favor. That's Grim! What the hell is he doing? Guitar feedback. It is a rock show! I knew it! Okay, the microphone is turned on. That could have gone smoother. Quick, think, what song is suitable for this? Jill's playing classical music. I'm happy I practice on 1/4. Please remember it perfectly.
Hope it's not the same song she's playing. Wouldn't that be a... Ugh.
Right.
Pick up the litter.
Oh yeah, they like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also shows bravery to just step out there in front of all those people.
Yeah. I used to play at some bars, but I had to get liquored up.
Wow.
You get usually get a bar tab.
Yeah.
Unless you get paid, so.
Applause and cheers.
And cheers? What?
Wow, I did it. Thank you. Wow. It's my first time on stage in front of people, and walking up here, I had these insane butterflies in my stomach. And after playing that song, it's still as scary as shit. Whoops, not shit, audience laughs. I think it helps that this spotlight keeps blinding me. I can't see any of you. Actually, it doesn't feel like I'm on stage performing. It feels like I'm getting caught by a guard escaping from prison. Aha! Classic, ass man! It's not that bad is what I'm trying to say. It's a pretty nice feeling. I do have another song for you, and I was hoping it would be a duet, but I'm not sure if there's someone who would play it with me. I'm just gonna play it and hope for the best.
Now he's playing her song. She better get out there.
You learn how to play it.
She better get out there. Get the business. Oh, okay.
Haha, you were right. The light is blinding. Ready? Mm-hmm.
Sounds like there's some mandolin in there, but where is it coming from?
I don't know. Jill Royce, everybody. Shine.
Play some other stuff. Play Smoke on the Water.
Do, 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 do. I'd like to hear that on piano, though.
Plenty.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of renditions.
figured Tybalt would be there. Creeping around.
Did it. Come up here. Did you hear that applause? I did. You were brilliant. What about you? When did you learn to play that song? Remember when I took a photograph of your sheet music? I started practicing after that, and I was only going to play it for you. I can't believe you did that for me. Me neither. Wow, that was fun. My heart is beating so fast. Me too. Or mine too. Let's go outside and meet everyone. Oh my god, how good was that? I couldn't believe my eyes or ears. It was divine. Simply divine. You managed to make me come around on piano music. Very nice. Thank you all so much. You're the sweetest. I was about to quit because of stage fright when Grimm showed up and went up on stage. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have done it. Thank you. I cannot put words to how much this means to me. You can't? And I thought you were an English teacher. That was so cool. You just went up there. I'm so amazed now, right now. Like, wow. Thank you. I did what I could for Jill. I know how it's been a dream of hers to perform. I'm so happy she got to do it. I'll remember this feeling forever. Nice job, ass man. I'm impressed. Tremolo, huh? Haha, yeah, it just came to me. It takes a brave man to use a sex term as a stage name, I'll give you that. It was so hard not to laugh. Huh? What the fuck are you talking about? It's a musical term. No, I read it was like a vibrator or something. You're such an idiot. Such a wonderful group of friends you have. It warms my heart. Mine too. This is a great night for Jill. And look how everyone is showing their love and support. Even Maya and Derek, who barely know her. Not long ago, I didn't know these people. And now, we've grown quite close. Hell, I've even dated and made out with four of them. I don't know why I included Derek in that train of thought. Fuck, I've been stupid. When I did all that, I never imagined that we would all hang out together like this. And what if it doesn't end here? Jill, we're in here. Oh, I'm coming. Sorry, guys, I have more people to talk to. Go, enjoy yourself. What am I doing?
What are you doing?
Morning. There he is, the rock star. I saw the video, Grim. I'm impressed. I didn't know you could play that well. There's a video of it? Jamie put it on Rooster. Good stuff, Grim. Oh, thanks. It was fun. Scary, but fun. It's fucking freezing in here. When do you get the windows again? Ask Grim. Soon, next week, I hope. Here, baby, have my jacket. Ah, thank you. Can I have your jacket? It's in my room. Go get it if you want it. You're such a pig. It's not my fault you didn't put on more clothes, is it? Look at what your friend does for his girl. He's making you look bad, you know. Please don't use us to start a fight. Everyone's different with these sorts of things. I'm sure Tommy is romantic in his ways. Don't start something. Grim, if you were in a relationship with me, would you give me your jacket?
Don't bring me your joke. I don't know. Joke or don't bring me into this joke.
Sure, go get it. It's in my room. Ah, pigs, both of you. I wish you'd treat me better sometimes. Kiss and make up already. She'll come around. She always does. She usually gets moody when she's on her period. I'm in the room. Don't talk about me in front of my face. I'm not having my period. In fact, don't talk about my period at all. Coffee? Yeah. Yikes, there are two different... Yikes, these are two different kinds of couples. Elena and John Boy are always sweet to each other. They don't seem to hide anything, and I've never even seen a hint of jealousy. Tommy and Heather, on the other hand, they fight a lot, and they have problems with cheating, but they don't address it. Even so, I think I can relate best to Tommy. I haven't been the best at keeping my hands off girls. But it's different, no? I'm not in a relationship. I've just been dating. I mean, that can't be seen as cheating, can it? But yesterday it became clear to me that I have to figure this one out for real. Guys, you are couples, and, what do you think about the unspoken rules when you're dating someone? For instance, is it okay to date more than one person at the same time? Yes. Just yes? A plain yes? That's your answer? No details? No nuances? Is it black and white? Yes. Yes! When you're not in a relationship, why not? It's okay to ride in many cars before you buy one. How is this one different? Well, you are still riding other cars after buying one. Plus two, Heather. That still makes your analogy wrong. Oh, yeah. I think it's okay if you agree on it beforehand. I think it depends on a lot. It's a tricky question. Let's say it's a bunch of first dates. Then who cares? It's once you started making connection to someone that you should consider your options. What kind of options? Just because you're being upfront that you're dating others, it doesn't make it right. You're talking out of your ass, sweetie. Then let my asshole finish speaking before you interrupt, cutie. Let's say at the beginning of our relationship, I would have dated someone else. Did you? No, it was only you, honey, you know that. But if I did, and things had gotten more serious between us... Define serious. I'd say get serious around second or third base. Great, so it's serious after the first date. Tommy. Well, you gotta give him that one. I guess I'm only speaking for me here, then. So if things were getting serious, I would have to consider who I'd continue to date. That's the only option? If I continued to date them and told them I was dating both of them, it would only hurt the relationship. There'd be a focus on competition and not the feelings for each other. But I would eventually tell them I was dating someone else, but only after breaking up with the other guy or girl. So yeah, it's better to choose, and if things are serious between you, you already know who you want to be with. That's not always true. Sometimes you want more than one. Oh yeah? Who the hell do you want to be with? Can't a guy speak his mind without being attacked all the time? Fucking relax, will ya? Maybe Elena wants to fuck them both, or maybe she's not looking for a relationship with any of them. That changes things. It would be more complex, but I still think the right thing is to choose as soon as you know what you want. Yeah, and choosing to keep banging both of them is another choice you could make. I hope you know that doesn't end well going down that road for Heather's sake. This was never about me, it's about Grimm. You never asked him why you wanted to know. Obviously, he's having trouble keeping his dick out of the cookie jars. Okay, you got me. That wasn't why I was asking. Sure, buddy. Well, if it was, that's what I'd do. It's the right thing, Grimm. Or you could keep fucking around and burn out like Tommy's suggesting. Burn, baby, burn. I'm this close to slapping you. What if you don't know what you want? What if you end up hurting someone? Or thanks.
Try the first one.
What if you don't know what you want? Would it be better to be alone or still date the ones you're dating? If you don't know it after you went to third base and spent plenty of time together with them, then they're probably not for you. Mm-hmm. Keep banging them. What the fuck? No, don't do that. So who are the girls? It was just an innocent question. A question I need the answer to.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
We done got ourselves into a fucking pickle.
I figured it was. That's why I'd probably play this over and over, going after a different one each time.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, shit!
Yeah, she's an option too, I guess.
But I don't think she really likes him.
I don't think she's as much of a relationship.
No.
But then again, she has been kind
of... I don't think she's as much of a relationship, period.
No. Probably. Definitely not her.
No.
I guess it's just going through his roster.
Different girls, yeah. Oh, man.
Boy, that's nice.
That's not even going to work.
Yeah.
Jade's the one I picked.
That's just
me being a 37-year-old dude. I'd pick Jade.
Yeah.
I love you, John Boy.
But she is still married, so that would be the issue.
Not for long.
Yeah.
Me too.
And she really couldn't do that because
she'd
probably lose her job and all kinds of stuff.
Ow. I've been stuffed women before. Hey. Did you just slap my tit? I can't deny that Elena's right. And when I let my heart answer for me, the choice is actually simple.
Sage, I guess?
Hold on, that seems like a major choice.
Yeah, save it. We could always do,
My heart tells me I'm not ready for something serious with anyone I've dated so far. That's why I felt so unsure. I thought I was ready for a relationship. I'm not going for Sage.
Yeah.
But I'm actually not. This feels so good to admit. We're going the way the fans want. The fans want Jill. This feels so good to admit. But I told Sage
at least you saved it. We could always go back and do the Sage one.
But I told Sage I wanted something more. Fuck, I hope she'll take it the right way. I've been dating Jill, but we never felt entirely right for each other. I need to tell her what I feel. Maybe I'll want a relationship someday, but it's not today. I should be honest about this. Thanks, Elena. It looks like you've had a revelation there, Grim. Huh? Yeah, no, I'm just tired. Thanks for the talk. Now, there is one thing I was kind of mulling over while they were having this conversation. There's two women here, two different types of women.
Yeah.
One of them, of course, is Elena, and then you have Heather. Elena is more the kind of woman I would go for a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a little different, you know, like she's not fucking around with a whole bunch of people and all that kind of stuff, and she seems more like committed to being in a relationship with somebody, whereas she's more possessive, like,
and plus
Heather's possessive, she's angry, she fights,
cheating, and she's cheating
as well, exactly.
Yep.
So, I mean, if just in case you guys or some of you guys are in the dating world and you're kind of like, I don't know, I like the flighty, crazy girls. Well, you won't like them so much after you've lived with them.
I think Sage, at first, I figured was a good time.
Sage is a good time, but she grew,
because learned she's a little more mature than what you thought she was.
Yeah, exactly. Go get me your fucking jacket. See, I can't stand that shit. I could not put up with that. He's like, fine.
Here's a sweater.
Have you noticed how the leaves are changing color? Weather talk. I happen to find it interesting. Summer is actually over. Soon trees will be almost naked, and ironically, people won't be.
These are summer classes?
No. These were summer classes. Now we're in fall.
That's what I was saying.
We're in fall.
That's a really busy school for summer class. Like, usually, hardly anyone's there.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's weird that they did it like that. Fine, let's not talk about the weather. What's new with you? I've been jotting down some more notes for the Halloween party. I have a few ideas I wanted to run by you and Quinn, but it can wait. I'm planning on telling the boys about the party soon. The windows are getting fixed starting next week, and I thought it would be the icing on the cake to let them know about the party. Great, we need to start inviting people soon. I'm looking forward to it. Next week. It might be happening, by the way. It? Yeah. I'm not a mind reader. What the hell is it? The thing I told you about was Maya. I talked to my dad about her. What did you tell him? Just some basic details, and that would mean a lot to me if we could help her. He wants to meet us next week to discuss it. That's great! It's a start, but it still makes me a bit nervous. It feels like there's a lot of pressure on my shoulders. Maya's probably expecting me to fix it for her, even though I told her not to get her hopes up. I told her how I feel if I failed, and that's all I could think about. I need to make sure that he understands how much she needs this. I'm sure you will make a compelling case. Josie should be there with us. I think that would help. And I also wanted to ask if you were up for it? What can I do? You know, show support. If not for me, then Maya.
Both of you?
If you need my support, of course, I'll do it for both of you. Thank you. So what's new with you? Oh, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. I came to a conclusion today, and it involves you. Okay, what was it about? I've been dating lately and trying to figure out who I want and all, and I realized that I need to be by myself for a while. I wanted to tell you this since you and I have been, you know. I'm confused. Let me get this straight. You tell me you don't want to be a rebound. You don't want to be a rebound guy and that you want something more from me. Then I tell you that you mean more to me than that, and I will try to explore my feelings for you. And now you tell me you don't want to be with me? Oh, I think we fucked up.
Maybe.
Did I get that right? When you say it like that, you make me feel a lot worse about it. I did mean those things, but after thinking more about it, I realized that I'd rather have you as a friend than a girlfriend. It makes me annoyed because I've been letting my guard down for you. And even though we've not been dating yet, those words you told me and those words I told you. I was considering dating you, but I needed more time. But I get it. If you know you won't get feelings for me, it's better that you tell me now than later. I just wish you'd told me sooner. It's been something I've thought about these last weeks, but I haven't been able to talk to anyone about it. But today I did, and afterward it was clear to me. It finally made sense. So I told you as fast as I could, and I'm sorry if I hurt you. That's all I can say. Listen, you've been there for me when I needed someone as a friend, and something more. I've been reluctant to date you if you haven't noticed. How come? Not only because of my relationship issues with Chad, but also because your friendship means a lot to me, dude, and I'd hate to lose it. And I thought dating you would put that in jeopardy. It means a lot to me, too. We can talk about so many things that I don't talk about with a lot of people. I don't want to lose that either. I'm telling you these things because I don't want to mislead you in any way. I hear you. So are we going back to being just friends then? We can keep the benefits if you want, but it might make it more complicated. Then maybe we should put it on ice for a while? Let's say in the future, you figure out that you hate being alone or something. Let me know, okay? You'd be the first one to know. But I'm not gonna wait for you. I hope you get that. Nor should you. Fuck you for being this good at communicating. It sucked to tell you this. Believe me, the world would be a whole lot better place if everyone said what they felt instead of tiptoeing around it and keeping secrets. I agree. Jill, with you by my side, nothing can stop us. Will you make me the happiest man that treads this world? Will you marry me? And after that, you fire the confetti cannon. Capiche?
You know what this reminds me of? Beauty and the Beast, where Gaston's like, make me the happiest man on earth, kicks his boots on her counter, throws them out in the mud, says, I don't deserve you.
I need to watch that again. People keep talking about Gaston, and I keep...
Well, my niece is... Been watching all the classics.
It's better than that modern shit that they're doing.
You know what? They actually kind of like the She-Hulk. It's okay if you overlook all the...
Yeah.
But they don't think too much into it.
Right.
5 and under.
Right. I told you, I'm not Italian. I'm from New Jersey. I know your minimum wage, but don't screw this up and I'll leave you a hefty tip after dinner. I've got butterflies in my stomach. Keep it together, Tybalt, Archibald, Stuart, Burke. This is your night. Sorry for keeping you waiting. I had to make sure that this night would be one to remember. It's fine. I already ordered for us. Marvelous. We're already ordering meals for each other. Here's your water. And side salad. Enjoy. This is the starter only, right? Oh, did you want something more? I was under the impression that you didn't. Yes, bring us the menu again. This will be a feast, capiche? Capiche, rather.
Crap.
Stupid TV. What the hell is this? How do I reset it? Text message. Jill just texted me. She's at Café L'Amour with Tybalt for the third date, wishing for it to be over. Do what you please with that information. It wouldn't be the worst thing if that date got ruined. Do what I please? So they're having their final date. It's about time. This means I get to see her again. That's great. Well, to see her as a friend, I mean. I've already made my mind about dating her.
What?
Fuck, it's not nice to leave her there with Tybalt, but I think it's best to leave this one alone. It's gonna be hard enough to let her go. Helping her might get her hopes up. I'm so sorry, Jill. What the fuck did we do?
I think it was the not knowing what you wanted. We'd have to go back before you saved it last. Can you go back and change? Can you rewind and change it to not
okay,
wanting
we're
to
there.
Hurt?
Oh, we're there. Okay, hold on. No, because we only have it on Sage and others.
Well, can you not fast forward from...
No, we... Well, could you imagine how much
I mean, we could try it. All right, so we're going to save it here, and then we're going to go ahead and just go in there. I'm going to go in there. It's going to be a lot of text we're going to fast forward, guys. Load. This is all the way back to the beginning. Skipping a lot. Uh-oh.
You can't fast forward.
No, we cannot skip it. Oh, my. Yes, we can skip the recital. Yeah, we can. Okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Woo, that recital was...
long.
Wow!
I mean, it was good, but it was a lot of recital. All right, wait. Don't bring me...
Okay, we're going to go back to the joke.
No. What if you don't want to hurt someone or thing?
What if you end up hurting the one you don't choose? The risk of that happening...
Can you rewind it and save it at that spot?
Hold on. The risk of that happening increases for every day you don't tell them. It's not like you would see them after you ditch them. No, what if you want to stay friends? Do you think that's a good idea, given that you dated her? I don't know. So, who are the girls? Okay. Not gonna let us do it, man. We done fucked up. Somehow we fucked up, guys. So we're gonna have to go back. Unfortunately.
Oh, thanks. Can you rewind it?
It's not gonna change it. I swear to God. I think no.
Well,
we made
the only option we had. Tried.
No. I know, but we made. See, throughout the game, you make really deep choices with certain characters.
Yeah.
We must have fucked up on one of the Jill choices that was really important.
Huh.
And that screwed us up for the whole fucking game.
Didn't hurt.
So, we may as well go with Sage, because we literally cannot go with Jill. Like, I mean...
Well, I say...
I mean, because he goes the other. Yeah, his heart tells him he's not ready.
No,
so
go
we
back,
can't
just pick Sage, see what happens. But I would say thanks, maybe that's another option.
I strongly doubt that's
well,
gonna work.
I mean we're so close to it we could try it.
Hold on.
Oh.
It does nothing.
Well.
Yeah, we're screwed, guys. Like, we wanted to do Jill, but apparently we fucked up. We made one choice that we shouldn't have made. And we made one deep Sage choice. It's impossible to know unless you have the guide. There is an actual guide that you have to pay for. Yeah.
Well, let's try the Sage one, then we can try the other one.
Let's just go the path we're going and see where that leads right. us.
So we at least got that part saved. We can go the Sage path after and see what happens. Alright.
Jill, I have to say that these three dates, they've been the high point of my life. Every moment I spend with you makes me more and more sure of us. Us? There's no us, Tybalt. There's you, and then there's me. No us. You and me and no one else, I couldn't agree more. It makes me sad that this date is our final one, but at the same time, it feels good that there's no contractual obligation for us in the future. Now that, I can agree with. Yes, it feels so good that all of our future dates will be free from that doubt. Tybalt, please. No, Jill, there's no need for words. Your body language speaks perfectly clear. I know you better than you think. Heck, I probably know you better than you. I know that you need someone like me in your life, and I am absolutely positive that you are the one for me, too. Tybalt. In fact, Jill, with you by my side, nothing can stop us. Will you make me the happiest man who treads this world? Jill, will you marry me? Will I marry you? Marry you? You? You're asking me to marry you? You? You who've made me endure three dates? Three painful dates just so you don't sue someone dear to me? After you repeatedly try to control me and who I spend my time with? You cannot be so utterly blind that you think I want to marry you or at this point even want to see you after this. How can you be this delusional? You can't sense I'm just doing this because I have to and not because I want to? No, I do not want to marry you, and I'm done playing along with this bullshit. The language! Tybalt, this is over now. I've held up my end of the deal. We are done. Jill! From now on, you don't get to threaten to sue my friends or tell me who I can or cannot see. And you will be on wafer thin ice with me. Make sure you remember that. I'm so sorry for interrupting everyone's dinner. Try the fish. It's delicious. Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to take quite some time to get used to this. You know, my eyes had a green tint from that tarp that took a few hours every day to get rid of. Is that right? And I don't have to wake up feeling chilly either. Thanks to you, I can sleep in my underwear all winter. So it's the only room left for today? Yes. We got the most important ones. The others will be here later this week. I wouldn't call this a view, but damn, it's nice to see the outside. Oh, I didn't know we could just use our phone whenever. We should kind of check this. We got new art. Dinner with one, okay. I think that's it. I thought that they showed the thing on Rooster, but I guess not. I wouldn't call this a view, but damn, it's nice to see the outside. Happy? I'm overjoyed. You? Same, but it's not me who's been freezing my ass off. These weeks made me realize a lot, both about myself and about the dicks. I look forward to what comes next. Now that we're almost done with things around here, if you're okay with it, I'd love it if you still helped out with other stuff. You seem to have a knack for it. With what? Planning and maybe some economy? Would you be interested in that? Planning work? Not just work. What about some activities that maybe even help Tommy and me with the party planning? You're smiling. I have a surprise for you guys, and I think you should hear it first. I've been planning a Halloween party together with Sage and Quinn for all of us. No way, when did you do that? Recently. We want to have it here, and we're in the midst of preparations for it. What do you say? What do I say? You're something else, Grim. Fuck yes. How's that for an answer? So, can I tell the boys? As long as you make sure you tell Tommy, you'll be helping him with it. Yeah, hype them up. The dicks are back. Yes. Complete the task in the task app. Okay, we got tasks. Jade. I'm lying in the bathtub thinking of you.
Okay.
Fuck me, that's so hot. Every time I think about the last time we spent together, I get hard and have to rub one out. These pictures will help me for sure. Yes, rub one out for me. The shower head doesn't feel nearly as good as your cock inside of my pussy. When can I see you again? My hand doesn't feel as good as your tight holes either. Keep talking like that and we'll have to have another round of the shower head. When can I see you again? I don't know. I wish you were living under my bed so I could pick you up and use you whenever there was time for it. I'm hoping that my husband goes away for a trip soon. As soon as that happens, you'll be staying with me until he returns. At any time, even on short notice, I'm yours. There's a lot of classrooms on campus, just saying. You're such a naughty boy, and I love it. I'll keep my eyes open for any unused lecture halls that might suit our needs and urges. Let me see if this is one of the bands. Nope. We're okay with them. For now. Nora?
She was born from the gym.
Oh shit, we got a Nora message, guys. How are your squats coming along? They're going through ups and downs. Haha, I haven't seen you at the gym lately. Are you avoiding me? Does that mean it's going well or bad? Because what you said just doesn't mean squat to me. What are we doing?
Sick M sounds funny.
Squat, do you mean? Okay, I feel we can do puns for hours. I just wanted to check out how you're doing. Or that pun wasn't as good, though.
I guess that pun wasn't as good.
I agree. I think we did what we could with the word. How are you doing? I appreciate that you showed some initiative and texted me. I'm fine, thanks. Well, I got rid of Swiper, so I figured I'd do it in case you wrote something there. I see. That's why you haven't replied to my erotic messages and nude photos. You're joking, right? Don't make me install Swiper again to check, because I'm gonna. Yeah, that's why. You can copy-paste those messages here if you don't mind. What one are we doing?
You did the first one, but...
Haha, who knows? Very funny, Nora. No, I'm not gonna reinstall that app. I'm happy I can meet you through it, but I must say I prefer meeting girls in real life. How old-fashioned. I do find the texting can be titillating once you made that initial connection with someone. There's something special about being in the confines of your home and texting that I enjoy. For instance, we could both be doing something private right now, and the other one is none the wiser. So what's the private thing you're doing now? I'm going with that one. If you only knew, I could be nude under covers or sitting in my casual clothes watching TV. What are we doing?
Well, which is it?
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Very nice.
Thanks for the talk, Grim. I rather enjoyed it. Let's do it again sometime soon. You bet. That was good.
Tommy's got a message, or Jesse.
No. I wasn't supposed to call him. Yeah? I've been looking for you. Where are you? What do you want? We're fixing the windows today. Shit, did you need my help? We managed, but I thought you wanted to be here to see it. I'm busy tonight. I'll check it when I get back. Alright. I saw the neon in the new art. It's looking super cool. Did you see the dick wall of frame? Wall of... Blah, blah, blah. Did you see the dick wall of fame yet? It's by the stairs leading to my room. I'm gonna put more things on that wall. Sounds good. Listen, we're gonna host parties again, starting with Halloween. Fuck yes! I've been planning one together as a surprise to you guys with Sage and Quinn. I wasn't sure if you guys would be okay with it. Rusty told me to double check with you about it. I don't want to take away your responsibilities or anything. I just... Stop, it's okay. Are you okay with it? If Quinn's fine with it, don't let me stop you. And as long as I'm still in charge of the party planning, you can help out from now on. That sounds awesome, I'd love that. Also, I want you to have fun at the Halloween party too, so if I need to work out something for you to enjoy it more, maybe I can help with that. Why are you sucking my dick? You don't have to care that much about my feelings. I'm not a girl and I'll be fine. Okay, let's make it a great party then. Hey, invite the Pink Rose girls. You seem to know them better than I thought. Invite or hire? See what they offer. You got it. Break the news, break the news, break the news, break the news. Talk to Riona and Heather. Now, I'll have you know that the Halloween party isn't until episode 9.
Yeah, so it's not yet.
So we're almost there. Never would I dream about it. Yeah, I know. I'll have that TV reset another day. So what do you think? Oh, Jamie, it's not my place to tell you what to do. D-Boy Slammer, Cosmoose-politan, Moose Cheeto, Mimoosies, Sex on the Moose, Moose Milk, John Boy Scones. What is that, a basketball thing? I think so.
It looks like it.
Oh, Jamie, it's not my place to tell you what to do. I know that bartenders usually give relationship advice, but I'm just starting out here. The only advice I can give you is to not drink from that bottle. Why, what's wrong with it? Just don't drink from it, trust me. Maybe I don't see things straight. Could it have been alcohol that made me weak? Ass man, sit down. Have a drink and a moose boot. A moose boucher. Hey, Grim. Brothers. Alcohol can be an eye-opener. I never get why people say that they didn't mean something because they were drunk. In my experience, they meant most of what they said or did when they were drunk. Hence the name, Liquid Courage.
Yep.
So do I want her... So I do want her back? Maybe you do. However, it doesn't mean that the choices you make while being drunk are smart, even if you want them. Like this one time I lit my fart on fire when I was drunk. But that's funny, even if you're sober. I'd wager to disagree when it's a shark, not a fart. Ha ha ha! Dude! Ha ha! I'm glad you're enjoying it. The girl I was trying to bang didn't. Well, there's a picture of those two. Anything on your mind, ass man? Some good news. As you know, Halloween is coming up, and you boys better get your costumes ready because we're hosting a party. We're back? The dicks are back. This is great news. What the fuck am I gonna wear? I'm so excited. I did a theme costume with Leon last year. It was pretty popular. I'm gonna go tell the rest about it. Get hyped. I wonder if those are actual drinks or a gag. And what the hell is that bottle? In that bottle, rather. I don't know, and I don't want to know. If he says not to drink what's in the bottle, knowing Derek, I'm not drinking what's in that bottle. Grim, dinner's over here if you want it. Thanks, I'll grab some later. Bros, Halloween's coming up. Any plans? Yeah, me and Nick were looking around for a party. We might be on to something. How about you strike that idea and get excited about having a big bash in the Dick Mansion? Is it happening? You know it, I'm planning the party with Sage and Quinn. We're taking care of everything. Yes! It's the only time of year that wearing clothes makes me excited. Fucking A, man. Haha! I might have some tasks for you later if you want to help. Just name them. Yep, that one's dead. I thought that was... Oh, it was. We got one. Don't forget, you gotta look around still. There's still shit in the game. There's renders they want us to find. Oh look, he's drawing something. Jacob's drawing something new. It looks a bit like Camilla. It does.
Well, that's racist. This is a black man drawing a button,
I mean, everything looks wonderful. Look at how nice the rooms look now. Like, this is all our hard work.
Oh, yeah.
Reserved for a nude painting of Elena and me. Make it happen, Jacob. That was luck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's some roosters. There's some rooster stuff. Oh, now all the shit gets uploaded.
Oh.
I shared a beer with a furry friend I hadn't seen in a while. Furry's love. He's one of those guys, man. I'm not an expert or fan, but I don't think that's the word you were going for in your tag. I swear if you made Franz drink that beer, I'm for it. You're not cool. I was there with them. Pictures just for fun. I would never let Franz drink beer. Back on Rooster, what about the boycott? Thanks, She God. That's a cute picture then. I'm boycotting deodorant in supermarkets now. Fucking clickbait. The nerd that wants that girl is mad. This pervert has no shame. Deep throat slave. What are you doing, bro? And people say me and Tommy fight a lot. Get a room, you two. Shut up. Struck a nerve. She did. But why? I feel like I'm missing something here. Amazed but confused. You remember in kindergarten how you showed that you liked something by teasing them? It's something like that. Fuck all of you. Are we even? Queen of Hearts. Aha. Are we even for the pick of you wanting to hug me right now? You told me to stick out my tongue. What can I say? I'm just a pervert waiting for the titty airplane.
First one, probably.
I'm just getting warmed up, broccoli. Yeah, what the hell was that pick? It was kind of weird. Newsflash, the Dicks have a fucking rock star in the Brotherhood. Watch Tremolo play the shit out of that song you've heard but don't know the name of. Here, Dicks, rock star. Look at those views, 24,000 in a day. Is it going viral? Wow, it must be. My audition tapes for the Pink Flix reality show didn't even break two. This is amazing. It didn't even break 100. This is amazing. Why weren't we invited to this? He had no clue he was going to play. He just went up on stage like it was open mic night and played girls' panties off. It was even better hearing it live. That's even more impressive. Haha, Derek, he kind of did, though.
On the rooster.
Is he single? I'm asking for a friend. He really was amazing. I would have killed to be there for this. You're so good. I don't know, but he always seems to have something going for him. Such amazing performances, not just him, but Jill too. Yeah, and the way they played together, mind blown. I'm so happy someone recorded this. That's impressive. I need to learn how to play guitar. I overheard these chicks talking about him like he was halfway in with them. Fucking insane. Oh, you're welcome. I have another video of playing if you want it. I'll add a link to it later and tag you in. Yeah, not gonna lie about it. I just came a little, LMAL. I don't get this. It's not even that good. He should have played Shitface or something. Total fag. That's some raw talent. Oh my god, I love it. Fuck you, daw. Ah, Maya's showing some teeth. I'm with you. Fuck you, daw. Maya the movie buff. Hashtag fuck you, daw. True spirit. Fuck you, daw. Aha. I shouldn't have said that. It's so not me. Fuck you, daw. I do not fucking like daw, if anybody...
Nobody likes.
Haha, Arius really going at it. Yeah, it pings me every time. Nobody fucking likes daw. One of the most humbling and amazing nights of my life, filled with moments I would cherish forever. I couldn't have done it without you. Piano recital. You owned that stage and had all of us mesmerized by your music. I'm utterly proud of you. From start to finish, fantastic. And for him to do that for you, it moved us all. We love you, silly Jilly. Bella, you're gonna make me tear up. Haha, I love you. You're amazing. You too, I love you. Thanks for inviting me, I had the best time. I'm confused, wasn't this supposed to happen come spring? The feeling, fresh feeling of a new tuxedo. Tonight will be a night for the history books, chaps. Pop the champagne, for I will return home a better man. Slick Tux, what's the occasion? I'll put the champagne on ice for your arrival. All I could tell you about is 1 + 1 = 2. Are you showing off your math skills? You're doing way better than I expected. Harassment. Aha, this guy's hilarious. I beg your pardon. Sorry, I meant to tag you with your 1 + 1 joke. No harm done. The Moose Lounge, open 24/7 most days. Wanna cut loose? Visit the Moose. Join us for some Moose booze at the Dick's Mansion. Ask for the former supply closet. Today's special John Boy scones, fresh from yesterday. What's this, a new bar or something? That art is looking way too good for a closet bar. Did Jacob help you? Yeah, I helped him with the graphic design. I figured my college education could be used for something other than school. The best bar in the mansion. Stop on by. Tuesdays are ladies' nights with 2-for-1 specials. And you didn't question the wording or illustration while doing it. Haha. I did, but I had no say. I'm still laughing at 24/7 most days part. Haha, yeah. Whatever makes people talk is good for business. Okay. Wow! That was all Rooster.
See what your render is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got a render. It's a lot of Sage stuff. Makes me wonder if maybe the game wanted us to pick Sage. I don't know. It can't be. Leon's room. Trying to get the drink. Uh-oh, hold on. I don't see anything in here.
What about under the light? That red thing.
I did. Grim, Halloween party, you freaking kidding me? Nope, it's happening. It's so awesome, I can't wait. Halloween, haha. When Grim was young, he dressed up as a ghost for trick-or-treating. Okay, Dad, that's enough of the stories. That's nothing to be ashamed of. Who didn't dress up for Halloween? It was a girl ghost. Ha 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 ha! Why do you do this, Dad? One of the joys of having kids is returning the favor of embarrassing them when they grow older. So I wasn't only a girl ghost, but an embarrassment too. Hold on. Ah, water. That's what they make it for. I didn't mean it like that, but you once asked a cashier what those funny looking chewing gums were behind the counter when shopping. You should have seen the redness of her face when she didn't know how to explain what condoms were to a child. Your dad is hilarious. Okay, guys, that's it for today. I'll be back next week to fix the rest. Let me know what day if you need my help. Thanks, Neil, but with these boys helping us today, I think we can manage without you. We took care of the tricky windows today. Huge thanks to both of you. This means a lot to us. See you soon, son, I hope. Take care, Dad. Drive safely. Don't worry. I'm not going to add any more dents to the van. I have you for that. Ugh.
Hey, you.
Absent reality. Moose 2-for-1 tonight. We fucking did it, bros. Dicks, baby. I'm gonna miss planning for the dicks. I'm proud of what I achieved. Tommy, Leon, and Jacob took care of wall decorations. This wall looks even better than it used to. And it's good knowing where the cold beer is. Even though that fridge mainly consists of other drinks, I'm sure it's a work in progress. I'm glad that all the other bands are dicks. Actually kind of jamming that. Let's see. Next room. That was actually good. I like that song. So not only do we get to play a good game, but we get all this great music too, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of songs from this soundtrack that I have been, shit's gonna end up in playlists. And it just doesn't make sense that these artists would be like that. Dude, I'd kill to have my music in a game that...
Oh, yeah.
And you say this as an artist, I mean, as a musician, I mean, we both made music.
Yeah. Who have left?
I don't know. I think we got pretty much all of them.
Look at the list on your phone. Who is that?
The high scores for shooting the most points. Shoot the basketball by clicking the shoot button. Oh, yeah. Regular Michael Jordan. Regular Michael Jordan. Look at that. Oh! Oh! Rigged! Your score is... Why did they give Jacob 20 because he's black? The developer, like, I'm gonna have to fix that. Hold on. Do I seriously have to... I'm not gonna sit there and do that to get the high score. We don't have time for that shit.
See who that girl is in the corner.
Evening, girls. What are you up to? Not much. We're hanging out and admiring your new trophy casing. Oh, I like her shirt. Winner of conferences. Best food 2013. Best elevator music 2015. Or what? Best elevator music. Winner of conferences. Oh, what the fuck are these? Our trophies, of course. Yeah, right. Girls have these big-ass signs on the wall with sayings that don't make sense. We have trophies that celebrate the dicks. Best food, that one commemorates John Boy's refined cooking. Uh-huh, and the best elevator music? It's a joke, you wouldn't get it. Winner of conferences? A dick's secret. See? Legit trophies. I need to go check in on my brothers. Big day today with the new windows and all. Now that was funny.
Yeah.
Medicate me the night. Like that one too. The Dick Memorabilia Wall. That's an awful lot of male nudity. Why would he want to have these on display? Got that one. Hold on, do we have another? Nope. There's really no need to be fucking around in here if we've already got the things. Unless there's a button clicker thing. No quests available. You know what we just picked up?
What?
$3. That's more money than we've had in a long time. Nice fishes! Thanks, bro. I used to have a tank back home. I missed it. You want to feed them? Can I? Sure, just put some of this food in here. So how do you take care of this tank? If you want to learn how, I can show you next time I clean it. If not, it's cool. It's me who wanted it, so it's fair that it's my responsibility. Sure, you can show me how to do it. Listen, we're gonna have a Halloween party here with the Hots and a bunch of other people. We are? Yeah, I've been planning it with Sage and Quinn. I think it's gonna be fun. That's insane. I wasn't sure if we were having a Halloween party or not. I was looking for alternatives with Jacob the other day. Good thing I told you then. The dicks are back. Hell yeah, we are. Nope, we're not getting that one.
You better get used to these, not get used to these Friday Prophet songs, guys, because probably that next video we do is gone. We don't know yet. Sucks that they don't, you know, but they are, they are. Go to your bed.
I wonder if someone's gonna be late.
Lynette. Dear Diary, 7 in the morning again. You know what that means. No sleep for Lynette. The guy's dad hired her incompetent. You think he would hire professionals, but the town circus had some clowns to spare. Whoa! Lewis, I think I found another thing wrong with the plans we're using. Shit, you smashed right through it! Where's that damn shutoff valve? I can't see any, it must be on another floor! Unless they put it in the wall, we can't trust anything about this place. Fuck, I'll go call for help, see if you can find anything! What the hell is that? Where the hell is that water coming from? Oh my god! Haha, Lewis, you know, this reminds me of this girl I met last year. Oh, hi there. Ew. Did it stop? Found that valve, did you? Well, valve. First the faulty plans and now water damages. Boss is gonna flip. Hello? Oh. Well, sorry, ma'am, for the water. We'll get it fixed. Ma'am, do I look 40 to you? On a scale of 1 to 10, definitely. Hey, that's a good one.
Pretty smart.
Puh. Can you believe that clown? Haha, it was totally dad. It's gotta be him. I've started taking morning walks. I thought it would be refreshing since I both get some fresh air and get away from the noise. As it turns out, thanks to the water, the construction noise is everywhere. And the fresh air isn't all that fresh. You've heard about the foolish man who built his house on sand. But did you ever hear about his more idiotic cousin who built his house in a swamp? A friggin' swamp? I don't see how the renovations would be enough to make this hotel any better. It's like polishing a turd. It might come out shining, but it's still a stinky turd. Ha ha. Yeah, I'm laughing again. What else can I do? As my mother so eloquently put it, stop sulking, I'm stuck here with you. We shared a good laugh. Today's task will include trying to smile more and find out if there's any future here at all for me. Dear Diary, it was a good day. Miranda and Viv came to visit. They came all this way for me. They're the best friends I could ask for. I gave them the swamp tour and they reassured me that I wasn't crazy for hating this place. In fact, they hated it so much we went to town instead. We had dinner and then, oh, you won't believe what happened. Yeah, I'm there already. Where are you? 20 minutes? I thought it was a 10-minute drive. The pub's got toilets. Why don't you shit here? You're on the toilet now? What the hell? Okay, take your time. Something came up. Hey, you, the hot one in the dress. The hot one? Now which one of us would that be? The beauty in the middle, of course. Like always, Lynn. Can I help you? I saw you walking by. I thought I'd stop you to say hi. He's cute. Go for it. Shh. Sorry, you picked the wrong time. I'm with my friends tonight. We're going to the movies. We'll get the tickets. Be there in 10, okay? Viv? Some friends, huh? I appreciate the alone time. The name's Neil. And you're Lynn? Lynette. It's just my friends who call me that. Lynette, it is. Lynette, it is. It's a cute name. It suits you. Neil, I get ass on dates. Neil, I get ass out on dates a lot. So if that's what you're going for here, you have 10 minutes. Wow, you're forward. And you're not? I mean, you're the one who stopped a stranger in the streets to call her hot. And FYI, you're not too shabby looking yourself. Now, this is awkward. We're not strangers. Although, I guess you like my after hours look a bit more than the vest and helmet. Huh?
Yesterday, that water leak, I wanted to stop and tell you I'm sorry for it again. You're that construction worker. Yesterday, I was working destruction, though. Haha, get it? You saw me in my underwear. Oh, I didn't think you noticed that. It's hard not to notice someone going like this. Ah, right. Sorry about that. You guys always wake me up, you know? It's insane how much noise you can make. It's like every day is a competition to give me a heart attack. Yeah, I tried putting the wrecking ball on mute, but the button must be broken.
That looks like Derek with darker eyebrows.
Come on, that's funny. Again, I apologize. We're just doing our jobs. Did you try using earplugs? There's some great ones you could try. And I'm annoying you. Great. Your time is up. Goodbye, Neil. Wait, I didn't even get the chance to ask you out. What can I say? You blew it. Then I guess I'll see you tomorrow. Shall we say 7 a.m.? Ha ha ha! It's a date! Even if we missed the actual premiere, we went to see Wings of a Butterfly together, like we planned for. And that movie, I can't find the words to describe it. It sucks! Ah, bummer, I was planning on watching it. I can't believe we waited all this time for it. It had the most predictable plot ever, and halfway through we looked at each other and laughed at how bad it was. But it doesn't matter if the movie didn't live up to our expectations. We had a great time still. Before leaving, they gave me a gift, a photo album. So I wouldn't forget them, like I ever would. I'll let you have the best picture of us. However, take the best part with a grain of salt. Frankly, most of the pictures in that album were awful. I have this bad habit of making faces in front of the camera that I can't seem to shake unless I really try. And laugh all you want, but this picture was probably the only decent one. In case I forget what I'm doing in it, I'm trying to be a monkey. Haha, it makes me laugh so hard. They're trying to look their best, and then there's me looking like that. Frankly, I believe I helped them look better. So you're welcome, Miranda and Viv. Now you're the hot ones. I've been reading a lot tonight. I can't believe that's how they met. Dad never told me about those details. This picture is something else, haha. I love it. Mom, you seemed a bit immature, like me at times, I guess. That monkey face is priceless, haha. Summer was over, and we watched fall. Or we welcomed fall and winter. It seems like it might be the end. I'm getting ahead of myself. From desperate times to the promise of happier ones, things were finally changing for the better. At least this is how it felt at the time.
That watermelon's gotta be rotten as hell.
Oh yeah. It's Canadian money. Well, some things work, others not so much. You do know this is like Canadian game, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Like Letterkenny. No, well, maybe not quite. But
well, it's, I think their pricing system's out of whack because everything's more expensive in Canada.
Yeah. The point is, changes were coming for everyone. People come. And people go.
Uh-oh, someone's pregnant. I wonder who.
No wonder. Yes, even teachers. She's a scientist?
Looks like it.
And some people even return. It's the circle of college. With these changes, new choices present themselves. What?
What is that?
His sister.
Oh, he has a sister?
I guess. I hadn't found the perfect time to tell Jill about my change of heart yet. Yep, I made my bed all right. Now I had to lie in it. I didn't feel like I could talk to Josie and Maya about what was going on in my life at the moment. Maya was preoccupied with worries of her own. A nervous bunch, aren't we? I'm trying to ease the tension. If this doesn't work, I don't know what else to do. You're not making this easier for me. I'm sorry. I feel I've heard you say that before, Maya. And look how there's another chance for you now. If this doesn't work, I'm sure there'll be another plan that comes along. Sage, I don't blame you if you can't help me. I wanted to have said it before, so you know it. I'm grateful for you even wanting to help me. You had no reason to. I do have my reasons. Maybe that's why I'm nervous? It'll be fine. You got your support group right here. Maya, can I mention a few things I know might come up? Yeah, anything you want to prepare me for is good. Grim, what's up? I have a bad feeling about this. Hey, not so loud. They shouldn't have to hear any more doubts. Yeah, that's why I said, psst. What's this bad feeling? It feels too good to be true. Again. First was the free tuition, and now this. My father always told me about making deals. If it feels too good to be true, it usually is. Now I get what he meant by that. I know Sage means well, but why would her parents care about someone they never met to that extent? What are they gonna do, give her money, pay for her college? I'm glad you asked that, because I have no idea. I didn't want to pressure Sage on it. Yeah, me neither. Even though she understood why Maya let me in on it, Sage was a bit bummed out. She told us that she would handle it, and that makes me think, you know, what the hell are we walking in on? From the looks of it, an exclusive lobby. Wow. Let's stay optimistic. Okay, we're nearly there. Thanks for coming with us tonight. I hope you don't mind being left on your own if we need to talk in private. Don't worry about me and Grim. We're there if you need us for anything. Looking back at it, I keep wondering how the fuck I missed it. I chalk it down to never asking the right questions. I think it was the walls in the hallway that first made me feel ill. Or was it that all too familiar scent? As I walked into their home, it was like my body was on autopilot. It hadn't understood what had already hit my brain like a truck in slow motion. Wait here, I'll go get them. There was just one word on my mind and it kept repeating. Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Oh, shit.
No way!
Isn't that crazy? They don't
Fuck.
Even look like nobody. Like each other.
Shit.
And that's it!
That's it.
We're done! That is the end of Being a Dick Season 2. You know we were gonna hit it. Don't get all upset. We don't want to Grim! We
I
got more...
ultimate now of Sage.
Well, we got more coming. We got more coming as soon as he gets done. Like, 9's coming out this year. I've been reading on Twitter. Okay, so, what do we do now? I'll tell you what we do now. The next game we're going to be playing is called Leap of Faith. This game is already completed, as in it just finished last week. So, we'll start playing that. Also, we still got Fresh Women, but I don't want to go back through Fresh Women because DP hadn't seen the beginning of Fresh Women, and that's a lot to go through. So, Fresh Women's also ongoing, but we did want to play one that's finished. So, Leap of Faith is probably going to be that next one. And if you guys like it, which I think you will, it's a completely different story, by the way. Leap of Faith, completely different storyline. And if you guys, like, can't wait, you can download it on your Android phone. Like, seriously. So, yeah. Basically, to let you guys know, Leap of Faith is a game. Having spent 2 years wondering why your girlfriend left your seemingly perfect relationship out of the blue, you finally decide to move forward, and while you're opening your eyes to the world, it seems to be opening its eyes to you as well. Before long, you've connected with 6 different girls, all with their own stories to tell. From that girl you saved from a horrible fate to the superstar pop singer, even the returning ex-girlfriend. This is a story about your journey together, which through choices and opportunities will lead you down a path you could have never imagined. So there we go! We will be starting that journey next week. I'm looking forward to that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah,
that's going to be a completely different story. But we will bring you more dick when there's more dick to bring you. Just be patient. Save your game to transfer it to Season 3. Season 3 will have a separate launcher. These saves will show up in that launcher.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, we have to wait. Okay. So, here's what we did. We had a dick score 20. Permanent affinity is dick. Dick choice is 14. Chick choice is 0. Dick choice is 125. Chick actions, 42. Money, 3. Pass classes. Perfect classes, 3. Failed classes. Mansion score, lots of money. Mansion money, 0. We used every dollar. Okay, here's what we did. You told Josie about seeing Chad and Troy kiss. You told Sage the truth about Chad and Troy. You helped Derek get revenge on Ron. You had a threesome with Sage and Quinn. You cheated on the midterms using the cheat you found in the bathroom. You helped Jill overcome her fear of performing. You chose that none of the girls you've been dating were right for you. There we go. Wow. That's all the music in the game. So many more of these, like there's of course Chasing Sunsets, and there's City of Broken Dreamers, which just had chapter 12 added to it. So now a lot of you guys are like, well, why don't you do City of Broken Dreamers since we already have footage on that? Well, because that game's still not completely finished yet. And we kind of want to do one that's finished, but I have a feeling that we're probably going to run in, like, when we're halfway done with it, we'll probably run it back into Dick. And Dick will probably take, like, episode 9. It's probably going to take us another, maybe a month. And then after that, we'll be back to that one. So we'll probably end up running through. Also, we don't know what the hell happens in fall and... You gotta keep in mind, this is gonna be my busy season. Remember, next month is October. We have all horror stuff going down in October. We might not even be doing Being a Dick. We might not, or any of these games. We might be doing something different. We might be doing horror-themed games a lot. We're gonna be doing something a little different. We might be watching horror movies. That's probably what we're going to do. Yeah. Watch really crazy horror movies and put them on. It's just for our horror month now. That's only like 4 weeks. So we'll be doing that. All horror-themed shows. All my footage will be horror games. I'm playing nothing but horror games and watching horror movies and stuff. So it's going to be really cool. But we're not there yet. We're just September the 13th. So, yeah. Wow, look at all the people that made this game. Or made it happen, rather.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands of patrons. Stay tuned for next season. Follow me on Twitter to see tweets from students at Bergmeister and Royce. Next up, in Being a Dick Season 3, Interlude, Riding the Waves. Okay. And that's it, guys. We thank you so much for being a part of this really long... Like, I don't think I've played a game this long. Like, man. We actually finished it. Well, sort of. But all right, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We thank you so much for hanging out with us and being a dick after all these months of anticipation and probably one of the greatest adult video games I've ever played in my life. I'd have to say that ranks up there. They've really changed from Sex Villa 2 and some of the Flash games we used to play.
Oh, yeah.
Man. If we showed you guys what these games used to be like back in the day, like, I would have dreamed of shit like this back when I was a kid. It's like, really? And they actually have good stories and everything? All right. Well, we'll see you next time. And stay tuned. We're not done. Leap of Faith coming soon next week. Check it out. We are out.
Later.